Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Monday, Mad or Glad, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Yes, and welcome everybody. Try to get the phones open. Off the top, I got a mad. I heard on the news that the Senate voted to authorize $10 billion for some kind of vaccination and all that. You know, I'm not sure the nature of it, but money to enhance or whatever. Well, I'm not against if people want to take that, you know. I don't think it's for everybody. But what bothers me is, and I was just talking to Sandy from Florida. Her mom just died in a nursing home. And what bothers me, when you have a budget of $196 billion going into nursing homes and people are not getting cared for and help, and it would be a lot less to keep them in their own home. And if you mandated the agencies to raise money for that, it would even be less. So why do the politicians insist upon spending more money, when the money is already there that could be freed up? Now, you see what should happen here? Let's say that they were supposed to, President Biden, according to the news flash, wanted $25 billion. So they didn't give them, they cut it. And of course, they'll always do that. But $10 billion. Now, if they took that out of the nursing home budget, now hear me out now, and took the people, you know, that money is designated for, and put them in their own home and mandated the agencies to start raising money. And the woman who called me from Florida, by the way, agrees with all this. You know, she had to put her mom in a nursing home because she tried to keep her in her own home and she couldn't do it. If they would take that money and at the same time, and the politicians can do this, we all know what they can do when they declare emergency. At the same time, they redirect the funds, create an emergency law that every apartment, every eligible apartment must be made accessible, every place, you know, by law. If they were to take that money instead of digging up more money, you know, and use that $10 billion, deduct it from the nursing home budget, and use it, and at the same time, get the people out. I don't know how many people that would cover, but it's got to be quite a few. Get the people out and into their own home, you know, and mandate the agencies to start raising money. And we also have an idea called Volunteers for Freedom, where the certified home health aides can donate their time, and we would set up a fund to compensate them, you know, be it in such a way, pay their electric bill or car insurance or whatever it is, in exchange for donating enough hours. So that program can be put into full swing, set up a fund. The agencies ought to be contributing to that too. So there you have it. All that money being wasted and people being neglected despite all that money being poured into to the nursing homes. There's got to be a change. I think people all over this country, for the most part, I would say 90%, maybe more, people all over this country would agree with what Inner Sight wants to bring about. Get people in their own homes. Let the agencies participate in raising part of the money, and let the government. We can cut that $192 billion in half. That's my estimate, and I'm not a mathematician or a politician. But Inner Sight, we estimate that we could cut that money in half and keep people in their own home if the politicians would do something about this and mandate these agencies and allow us, the disabled, to help them raise the money. I mean, can you imagine the impact of someone who lost a loved one in a nursing home and now they're doing a public service campaign and a commercial? The money is going to come in, especially if you let people know that you're going to reduce the taxes because you don't have these horrible nursing homes around anymore. It's an Inner Sight dream, and I think it's beginning to catch on a little bit. We have a tentative date for a demonstration, September 17th, 11 to 2, location to be announced. We're working on revising the petition. Hope to have that up and running this week. So we're moving forward. And we got to get a politician who understands what this is all about and who is going to agree in getting these nursing homes turned into accessible housing. That would benefit everyone. Nobody loses with that. See? And the individual can have much better care. So that's Inner Sight, and this is Matt of Glad Monday, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. Down in Toms River, New Jersey, you got the Big East, the key to rescue. Place, great, great dogs, the Akita. All right, adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004, phone number. Tell her you heard about it here on Inner Sight, she'll know. And we thank you for any donation that you can make to the Akita Rescue. My guide dog is an Akita, donated by the rescue. Her equipment donated, the food donated, the medical donated. So they're setting a great example for these agencies who are not governed by any law when it comes to training of service dogs. Inner Sight, Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. And again, the phone number is 609-388-7004, Big East, Akita Rescue. All right, all the beautiful children of the world. This month is the anniversary of Corey Foster, coming up in a couple of weeks. The horrible, horrible killing of Corey that should have never been. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, some of the children who certainly deserve more protection than they got. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you, and we thank you for it. All right, let's see. Suffolk Bus Corp, one of our friends, we thank them. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization here in Suffolk County. Thank them for their help. you need any info on the disabled, legislation or advocacy, Social Security information, 631-880-7929 on the phone number. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And let's see, what else we got? Oh, anybody out there who needs dog food, cat food, and when they're able to do it, they also provide veterinarian services. Nobody Starved on Long Island is the name of the group. My buddy Gary, who runs that, and a great, great guy, and a very caring individual. So, and if you're disabled and you need food for your, be it a pet or a service dog, let Gary know. If you can't pick it up, he may be able to arrange to get it to you, but you got to talk to him about it. All right? He's a great guy, and he has good food for the animals. 631-484-3085, phone number. You talk to Gary. Nobody Starved on Long Island. Again, 631-484-3085. Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. We're going to try to get the phones open in a little bit. And, you know, anything that you're mad about or glad about, you can call here and you can talk about it. You can remain anonymous if you want to. You know, you don't have to worry about giving your name and all that kind of thing. So, you know, anything you want to get off your chest or if you're glad about some things, well, good. Let us know. We like to hear glad. There's too many mad in this system. We need more glad. We certainly do. Happy to hear the glad. Happy to report that the person we helped with a service dog is doing good. You know, we helped to get them shelters. They were evicted. Her spouse passed away. And it wasn't such a cool situation, but Inner Sight stepped in to help to clear the way so that they had to take the service dog. And that's really what it's about. We need stronger laws in that regard. We really do. You know, the law is too weak. There's nothing worse than having a weak law that pertains to somebody's safety, somebody's well-being. I mean, if that were the case with everybody, you know, people think the system is bad now in a lot of ways. It would be 1,000 times worse. But it's that way with us. The law is not strong enough. We need to grab a hold of our legislators, you know, by the neck and shake them. Don't shake them too hard. We don't want to hurt them, but we like to wake them up. Do something about it. Well, my guide dog to me is the same as what your eyes are to you, but I don't have the same protection. So that's what we should have. The same protection that anyone else would have with their visual field, their eyes, their protection. We should have the same. Inner Sight wants it, and we're going to get it. I promise you that. I don't know the day or the hour, but I know we're going to get it. All right, let's see. Mad or Glad Monday. on Inner Sight and what was it, 8:15. Hopefully we'll get the lines open at 213-816-1650 if you're calling in. Yours truly does not have the advantage of reading the phone lines. So we're trying to work on that and get a piece of equipment that would enable me to do that. In the meantime, we're looking for a volunteer to help us put stuff up on our website. You know, maybe once every 2 weeks. We could compensate them a little bit financially. It would just be on the phone, you know. But we need a volunteer to do that. It wouldn't be much time, you know. Just there, and you could log in, give you the password and everything. And anyone out there so inclined or would like to know more information on that, give us a call. Call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And we'd be happy to talk to you about that. Or you can send us an email. We can't get attachments. We'll just send a plain old email, the text, you know. InnerSight@pmpmail.com. Again, let me give you that again. Inner Sight, like vision. One word. @pmpmail.com. All right. Yeah, I heard a item on the news today that really made me mad. You know, I heard that the largest cargo plane in the world was destroyed. Now, I don't know the details. So I'm not going to speculate. In fact, I shouldn't say that that's a mad. I would assume that was on the on the way to help the people in the Ukraine. I have to assume that in order for it to be a mad. Now, if I find out differently, I'll retract that, and it'll be a glad, even though I'm opposed to violence. But I really would like to see, and I know millions of people would certainly agree, I'd like to see this violence end that's going on over there in Ukraine. It's really not a cool situation. And it doesn't help anybody. So I urge both sides, you know, get together, settle your differences without violence. See, that's the harder thing to do. I mean, anybody can, pick up a weapon and threaten and take lives and all that. That's not that hard to do. But to get understanding and some wisdom, you know, down and try to reason things out and say, hey, you know, you get a little bit of this, I get a little bit of that. And we got to live together. So that's what needs to be done. You know, seems to me like the right person is not or has not been made available to the Russians and the Ukrainians, you know, like a neutral person or somebody who they both respect, you know, who would come in and say, "Hey, we're gonna straighten this out," you know, that's something like that would really be cool. I don't know if there is such a person, but there probably is. Probably is. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, and we don't have the phones open. I don't know what's going on with the phones. We'll try to find out. In the meantime, let me run down the schedule for the week. Man of Glad Monday, that's tonight. Tomorrow night is open mic on Inner Sight. You can pick your own subject if you want to call in tomorrow night. Wednesday night is our nursing home program. And we are definitely determined more than ever to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. The way they are now, they're not helping anybody. They're making everybody worse. There isn't one person who goes into a nursing home and doesn't deteriorate and get worse. You know, because they lose most of their money. They lose their home eventually. They're not allowed to live their lives anymore. They hardly go out. The food is horrible. So that's Wednesday night's show. Nursing homes kill people, turn them into accessible housing. Thursday, we pick different subjects to talk about. I don't know what the subject is this week, but I'll try to come up with that during the week, and we'll get it to you. All right, Friday night is the funnies here. We do funnies here on Friday night. We have a lot of fun. Goof around, talk about old school pals, you know, from a long time ago, and then the old comedies, try to bring them into the modern day, and just generally stupid and goof around, you know, fun. Good way to start the weekend. So that's the schedule. We're on reruns on television, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And Thursday, Long Island Cable, Altice. All right. On Inner Sight, it's all on rerun until we can get back into the studio. So tune us in. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And we urge you to our dream, you know, whatever part you can play. It's not just donating money. It's a lot more than that. You know, it's people standing up for what's right and giving everybody the same opportunity to live their life is really what Inner Sight is about. So we urge people to join us passion you have. We have four basic areas that we're determined to change. Service dog, schools, nursing homes, money that should belong to the disabled without being altered, and total accessibility with very, very stringent laws. So those are the four areas that we are working on, that we promote. Anyone who would like to be a volunteer and you want to pick one of those areas, or you want to, you know, do volunteer work in another way, let us know. Innersight.info is the website. And you can make a donation through that on PayPal. We urge agencies for the disabled to join us, you know, and help us help us fulfill this dream of Innersight. Somebody said to me a while back, if the world was perfect, you'd have all this. And I said, if the world was perfect, you wouldn't need it. You wouldn't need Innersight because everybody would have it. We're not looking for perfection. We're looking for equality. There's a big difference. You'll never get perfection in this world. It doesn't exist. But we should have equality. And people should be more protected, you know, and be able to live their lives and at least stay in their own homes with the help that they need, instead of going to a strange place where you're neglected and not fed well and you're vulnerable to infections every day. You know, that's horrible. That's a horrible way to live. And enough money is there so that people don't have to live that way. It's unfortunate that the money is not being used in the right way. Anyway, looks like we're not going to have any phone calls tonight. I'm trying to find out about that right now. On the Innersight program. Stand by. All right, Matt of Glad Monday, if you want to comment on the show, call the Innersight number and leave a comment, and we'll retrieve it, and we'll paraphrase it tomorrow night, or you can call in tomorrow night. Hopefully we'll have the phones on. The Innersight phone number, 631-224-3090, is the Innersight phone number. And another thing I heard about on the news is that everybody concerned about the climate in the world, you know. Well, there's another way that the money could be used if people were in their own homes, and that $196 billion on the budget may even be more now for the nursing homes. If that money wasn't going in to the nursing homes, a lot of it could be used to improve the climate and the earth and the water and all that. I heard that out west they have to put drought restrictions in Arizona on the farms, that the Colorado River is it doesn't have enough water in it, so we need rain out there. But a lot of money is wasted by the government. It really is. Belong in their own home. I mean, it's a natural place for somebody to be. It's a healthier place. You know, because then you get somebody to come in and they clean up and they spray germ killers and all that, and a lot less of a risk of infection. And you have more of a choice as to what kind of medical care you want when you're in your own home. So it's really a blessing to be in your own home and not have to worry about people tracking in and out of a nursing home, and you know, you don't know them, you don't know what they're carrying, you don't know who they are, and at least in your own home, you have a choice. You don't like somebody, you don't have to let them in. So that would be a great glad. That people wouldn't have to go to nursing homes. I believe that I want to say that the whole world would be glad about that, but it's not true. But I think the majority of people would be glad about it. Inner Sight, Matter Glad Monday, and we're sorry, we apologize that we don't have the phones open, dealing with a situation where yours truly cannot read the board. That's another mad day and age that people would know better, and that it should be by law that everyone should be able to read everything. It's really funny. Let me explain to people. We do the show. We have to pay for it, and it's about $50 a month. Well, that's a little. $10 of that goes to Inner Sight. It's $40, and then we tack on $10. We tell people it's 50, all right? But, you know, and there's no, the blog people don't give you an engineer, and you have to set up the show on the internet. Well, I don't go on the internet. I can't read it, you know, being visually impaired. And I'm looking into trying to get a device with sound, but it's very, very costly, and I just don't know if it's going to work. But what should be, one of the things that we talk about, there should be a law, you know, because they'll let me know how much time I have at the end of the program. They'll let me know how much time there is in the beginning, you know, they'll count down. But they won't let me know when there's a phone call. Now, how do you explain that? You know, to me, to my way of thinking, the law is what we call half-ass. If they let you know how much time you have before you're on the air, and they let you know how much time you have before you go off the air, why don't they let you know when there's a phone call? You see what we got to deal with? Nobody else has to deal with that. Only those of us who are disabled in a certain way do. And that's why there should be powerful laws, you know, to make people. They don't want to do it. You know, you got to make people do things sometimes for your protection. And they should be made. If we're paying for it, they should give us the whole 9 yards, not just the half. You know, so that's what we're dealing with. And that's why the phones aren't open. My co-host, and she's on, she has to struggle because she has visual problems too. Sometimes she misses calls because of it. You know, that should be audible, just like it's audible tell you have 5 minutes. And then it goes down to 4, 3, 2, 1, and then 5 seconds, and so on and so forth. That's audible. Why isn't the whole damn thing audible? That's a mad. I want to turn that mad into a glad. So I can operate the show on my own. And yet I know, if they really wanted to do it, they could do it. And I wouldn't mind paying a little extra for it. But I'm not going to pay if I can't read and tell when I have a phone call. I'm not going to pay extra for that. All right, Inner Sight, once again, we apologize for the phones not being open. If you would like to comment on the show, call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090, and leave a comment, and we'll retrieve it and paraphrase it tomorrow. Tomorrow's open mic. Hopefully we'll have the phones open then. Yeah, so coming up on Easter, Passover, want to wish all our Jewish friends a happy Passover and the Easter. I'm not much for religion and all that, you know. I got turned off by religion when I was a kid, when the priest abused a friend of mine. I stay away from it. I got my own, well, like Lincoln said, the Bible is my religion and the church and the hills are my church. That's what I believe. But happy holidays coming up. And also coming up next week, is it next week? What's today's date? April 4. Not next. Yeah, next week. Yours truly is going to have a birthday. I'll get younger. You know, age is, well, they say age is just a number. Well, that's true, but I think if you think young and act young and do things that young people do, you stay younger longer. My grandpa, he was a big believer in that. Lived to be 102. Grew up on a farm, and when he came to this country, became a tailor, and he grew his own food right in the backyard. I'll never forget it. You know, the turnips, and the carrots and everything, and the basil and the parsley and all that. And then he would make the sauce. Well, my grandma would make the sauce. And that sauce was delicious. That was a real glad. You know, on Sundays, we'd go over there, and grandma would give you the sauce, and she would grade the cheese herself, you know, and make the spaghetti, and those were some good days over there in Brooklyn, New York. Inner Sight, man, a glad Monday. Hope you got a lot of glads out there in your heart. Last count, 114,300 plus listens. So we're growing, moving up in the right direction. 842 New York. Matt, a glad Monday. And we urge everybody to get more inner sight. Every agency should have inner sight. They had more inner sight, they would see the light in a different way. You know. And they would petition the politicians to be mandated to raise money. They would petition the politicians to pass a law that no one has the right to tamper with a disability check of a disabled person. I'm not saying you don't have to pay your rent or your bills, but what I'm saying is that no one should have the right to cut you off if you make a few extra bucks or whatever it is, you know, trying to promote yourself. People who go into nursing homes have it the worst. They lose most of their money. Some people who are stupid will say, well, they don't need any money in nursing homes. Untrue. Everybody needs money in this world. How do you know they don't need money? You know? Suppose they want to give some money to a disabled relative or even a relative who's not disabled to help them. People in nursing homes can't do anything like that. They take all your money. Take your home, too, if you got one. You'll lose your apartment. You know? So, our agencies should have inner sight and urge these politicians to do something about that. If that money is supposed to be there to help us, it should be doing just that, helping us and not making it worse for us. You're not helping a person when you drive them from their home and put them into a place that breeds germs and horrible food. And the story I heard tonight was just that. And it happens every day of the week. So turn the mad of nursing homes into a glad. Get rid of them. Turn them into accessible housing. Listen to our show on Wednesday night. We have a tentative date for a demonstration September 17th, I believe it is, Saturday, from 11 to 2. And we're going to, the location has not yet been designated, but we're hoping to have a good turnout both at the site and online. Yeah, so we can maybe get these politicians to join with us and stop wasting all that money and keep a person in their own home. I mean, isn't that the natural way to do things? So that's what Inner Sight is about. Equality. Everyone should be equal. We shouldn't have to fight with people or argue with them if, you know, you go into a place with a guide dog and all that. There should be no, the police, the authorities should, if need be, call to the scene and enforce the law. Simple. That's all it is. That's what needs to be done. We don't have that. And then the other situation where people can't even get into a place. How horrible is that? I remember I had a co-host on my show some years back, beautiful woman, very intelligent, social worker. Couldn't get a job as a social worker. She had to take a job as a security person. So one day we got together and we were going to go out to lunch, you know, talk about the show and all that. And we, to this diner, and to her amazement, it wasn't accessible. She's in a wheelchair. It wasn't accessible. So she turned to me and she said, well, you can get in. I don't want to, you know, interfere with your lunch. I said, wait a minute. I said, if you can't get in, I'm not going in. You know? Because I believe in Inner Sight. I believe that one of the things lacking with the disabled community is a brotherhood. You see, if it happens to one of us, it's happening to all of us. See? And that should be the attitude, the Inner Sight attitude. You know, brotherhood. Sisterhood, which is greatly needed. So hopefully some of that will rub off and some of these agencies will get Inner Sight. They need it. They really need it, I'll tell you. Go on. And the way disabled people are treated, these agencies need Inner Sight. All right, once again, if you want to comment on the show, do so on our automated line, 631-224-3090. No phones tonight. I thought we would have phones, but evidently we couldn't get them going. So there's the number, 631-224-3090. For a comment on anything we've said or anything you want to hear said or anything you want to talk about. You want to be on the show? Drop us an email. InnerSight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. Can't get the attachments. Or you can call the Inner Sight number and leave a message, 631-224-3090. And this is Mad or Glad Monday, without the phones open, but still, the show goes on. And if you'd like to hear us talk about any particular subject, you know, that you're interested in, well, let us know. We're open. We're open-minded. We're not closed, you know. As long as people aren't violent, you know, we'll advocate for them. Our specialty is the disabled, but, you know, not limited to. So the only thing we don't condone is violence. All right, Inner Sight. And all our listeners out there, let's see. Oh, you need a good civil rights lawyer? Call James Bahamonde. That last name of the tongue twister, Bahamonde. 516-783-9662. Civil rights disabled lawyer, ex-Marine. He's a disabled guy, so he's a very in tune with disabilities. Hey, I want to thank Able News for our ad that they carry every month, Inner Sight. Able, the newspaper on and about the disabled. They got columns by various experts and writers. They got a calendar of events in there. You want to put your event in there. And they also have a personal column. You know, if you want to try to meet somebody, check that out, personals. Able News. Angela Melanie is the chief and editor over there, a good friend of mine. Thank you, Able News. You get a free subscription online, ablenews.com. All right. So check them out and read Able News. We usually check the headline. But I, as I said, I don't go online. And even if I did, I probably couldn't read it. Oh, maybe it was vocal would be good, you know. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled, and what is it, 8:55. We got about 5 minutes left. So I want to remind everybody, tomorrow night will be open mic where you can sound off about anything you want. And by the way, when you call in here, you got to keep it clean, you know. You turn down your radio, television, and all that. And try to avoid a speakerphone. All right. That's a couple of tips for future callers. And we thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. We need all the help we can get to revise this system and to make people equal and to make more taxpayers and workers. You know, people, disabled people deserve to work. We're stopped from working many, many times because of lack of accessibility and equality. So we're trying to help the country and the politicians with this show. Because we say, make everything accessible and equal. You know how many jobs that would bring about for people who are disabled? Incredible. So there you have it. There's a way of serving the country when you're disabled. Fight to make everything equal and be in the service. Get rid of these nursing homes that are stopping people from serving their country, taking away their homes and their freedom. You know, you're never too old. You've heard that expression, right? Never too old. And nursing homes make you old. They're horrible. I'm not going to a nursing home. I'd rather go up in the mountains. Yeah. Or maybe move in with the Indians or something. I don't know. But no nursing home for me. All right. Inner Sight. Be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. Thank you for putting up with us, for listening. You want to make a comment? 631-224-3090, Inner Sight number. We thank all our friends. We thank people for keeping the show on the air. Greatly appreciate it. And we're going to reach our goal because we love this country. Don't forget, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And we do a lot of this, we do all of this because we love this country. And we want to make it look better. Nursing homes make this country look horrible. We don't need them. Turn them into accessible housing. Thank you very much. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight. Inner. Give us more. Inner Sight. Inner Sight.